the Faces of Raphael's exhibition came about through an idea about a year ago that I had, seeing people using Raphael's and realising that although our social media page on Facebook, Save Raphael's, has 1,600 members now, it's virtual, really, and we wanted to actually bring to life the fact that these are real people who use these fields, and it's a real campaign, and it will affect real people who live here. So I suppose I wanted to really bring that to life, and also not just the human faces that are part of Raphael's, the whole... the wildlife, the insects, the plants, the dogs who enjoy walking there, the barn owl who flies around there and hunts, all of those things don't have a voice. And so what we really wanted was to, by using this campaign and bringing it into an exhibition, we wanted to be able to demonstrate that our lives are intertwined with this bit of land, and it really means a lot to us.
How did the exhibition go?
The exhibition was fantastic. We had a really... We went over the Saturday, Sunday and Monday, so the whole of the holiday weekend. And whilst I can't give you exact numbers for how many visitors we had, I can say that we were busy the whole way through. We had people coming in all day, every day. There wasn't a moment where we were standing around with no one in the place. So it was really, really well supported by the local community.
Do you think it's raised awareness?
I think it has really raised awareness. So holding this exhibition has really... One of the things we wanted to do as well was to actually bring it out into the wider community who don't necessarily have Facebook. And so it certainly achieved that to a certain extent. And I think more people are now talking about Raphael's and talking about the campaign and talking about the huge amount of building that's going on in Glossopdale. I mean, the population has grown in Glossopdale over 90% in the last 60 years, compared to around 15% elsewhere in the High Peak, you know, places like Buxton, et cetera, below the national average for population growth. So I think it has really raised awareness and it has really brought the community together. One thing that was very noticeable was how emotional people felt. Quite a few people... were actually emotional to the point of tears on seeing how many people had come along to support the project and actually have their portrait taken. So, yes, I would say it has been extremely successful and definitely raised awareness of our campaign.
What's next?
So next, we are currently working on two things. We're still looking at taking our Freedom of Information request for the results of the surveys which we made to High Peak Borough Council. They have refused to give us those. And so we have appealed and to High Peak and they've again refused. So we are intending to take this to the Ombudsman because we do believe that the results of the surveys are not commercially sensitive and should be released to the public, especially as we were promised that they would be released. And the other main piece of work that we're doing is we are nearing the end of a process of application, which we will be submitting to make Raphael's an asset of community value, which is a special process under the Localism Act. It is obviously a challenge to do something like this, especially as it has been allocated for housing, but we have started a petition and everyone who came along to the exhibition at the weekend has signed that, and we will also be starting an online petition shortly. So the asset of community value application will be complete shortly, I'd say in the next month, and we will then be submitting that to High Peak Borough Council. And I really hope that they will consider this along with the results of our health and wellbeing survey, which has identified that people really do say that the health and wellbeing benefits by a huge amount by having such an amenity green space within walking distance. So those are our two main projects. There will be lots of other things going on, and there will be a fantastic surprise coming in the next few weeks, but I can't tell you about any more about that at the moment, or else it wouldn't be a surprise.